皆さんこんばんは。アローハー。Good evening, everyone. アローハー。皆様にこうしてアローハーと言っていただきますと、気持ちが大変温かくなってまいります。
Receiving your aloha welcome makes my heart warm.
このハワイには明治元年以来、多くの方が日本から大きな夢を抱いて移住してくれました。ところが、炎天下のサトウキビプランテーションでの労働の格差は想像以上である。当初の夢が儚く消え、ついえるほど厳しい現実に直面されたと伺っております。
Hawaii is a place where many people moved from Japan with big dreams and aspirations in their hearts since the first year of Meiji. But the reality was tough. Farm work at sugarcane plantations under a blazing sun was far severer than expected. And what they had to undergo made the budding dreams almost shatter all too soon.
しかし、一線の方々はその苦労を空を仕方がないという言葉で耐え忍び、次世代の子どもたちに自らの夢と希望を託したと聞いています。私は本日マキキ墓地に立ち寄り、このハワイの先人たちの人生に思いを馳せました。
Despite such difficulty, the first generation of Japanese Americans, the Issei people, never lost perseverance under the spirit of shikata ga nai, what can you do about it, to bear such hardship. Instead,They passed their own dreams and aspirations on to the next generation. And today, I had a chance to visit Makiki Cemetery to reflect on the lives of our predecessors in Hawaii.
75年前の真珠湾攻撃を境に、日系人は2つの祖国が敵味方に分かれる境遇に置かれました。日系人部隊である100歩兵大隊442連隊戦闘団の訓講は有名です。多くの日系二世の方々が自分を育ててくれた恩義のある国に忠誠を尽くし、また家族を守るために必死主力を尽くし戦われた事実に心を揺さぶられます。
75 years ago, the Pearl Harbor attack separated the two homelands of Japanese Americans to fight each otherDistinguished service and courage demonstrated by the 100th Infantry Battalion and the 442nd Regimental Combat Team are well known. The second generation of Japanese Americans were raised in the United States, and so many of them rendered loyalty for the nation to which they felt moral obligation and devotion and fought to the death to protect their family. When I think of this history, I am touched so deeply.
昨年5月に訪米した際にも、日本人部隊記念碑 Go for Break におきまして献花を行いました。本日改めて全ての日系二世ベテランの方々に心からの敬意を表します。
When I visited the United States in May last year, I laid a wreath in front of the Go for Broke monument, just like I did back thenI would like to take this opportunity to once again pay my tribute to all the Nisei veterans.
今日は有吉元知事ご夫妻もお越しをいただいております。私の父の友人でもあります。
I understand that we are so honored and happy to have the participation of Governor George Ryoichi Ariyoshi and his wife.And we also share the same family root from Yamaguchi.
有吉知事はですね、知事時代から大事にしてこられた言葉がおかげさまでという感謝の気持ちだと、を表す言葉であるというふうに承知をしております。
Governor Ariyoshi, I understand that there is one simple phrase of appreciation that you have valued for many, many years, even from back in those days when you were in office.That is, おかげさまで。
有吉さんは、終戦間近に入隊をし、そして敗戦後の日本に占領軍の一員として やってこられました。
I understand that Governor Ariyoshi joined the force right before the end of the Second World War, and also right after the end of the Second World War, he was part of the U.S. Military force, which has started the administration over Japan.
その時、チームをしておられたビルの前にはいつも何人かの貧しい両親を戦争で失った靴磨きの少年たちが。たものをしていたそうであります。
And back in those days, I understand that Governor Ariyoshi found some of the Japanese kids who worked to have their earn their money by polishing the shoes of the Japanese or American military officers.
一人のみすぼらしい服を着て、しかしいつも真面目に仕事をする少年のことを気に入ったアリオさんはある日いつもお腹を空かしている彼に同情してキッチンでサンドイッチを作って彼に渡したそうであります。
And there was one specific boy that Mr. Ariyoshi was taking a good care of, or more so he was personally associated because of this boy's diligence as well as hard working stanceAnd in return, he one day invited this starving Japanese boy to his house to offer his homemade sandwiches.
そのサンドイッチを少年にお腹減ってるんでしょう、食べなさいと渡したら、その少年はそれをナプキンに包んで、大事そうに靴箱にしまったそうであります。
And this boy was quite impressed by this gesture, but also at the same time he was overwhelmed, and he decided not to complete or eat the sandwiches, but instead he wrapped the sandwich with the papers, and he also kept the sandwiches in shoe shelf.
アリオさんは恥ずかしがらなくていいんだよ、今すぐここで食べていいよとアリオさんが言ったら、その少年は。いただいたこのサンドイッチは家でお腹を空かしている妹と二人で分けて食べますと言って深々と礼儀正しくお辞儀をしたそうであります。
And when he saw this boy not eating the sandwich, Governor Ariyoshi encouraged him not to be shy and just enjoy the sandwich, but the boy's response was quite movingHe, instead of eating the sandwich in front of Governor Ariyoshi, he wanted to keep this because he wanted to share this sandwich with his younger sister. So that was the reason why he tried to keep the sandwich in shoe shelf.
みすぼらしい姿、そしていつもお腹を空かしている少年が、しかし決して妹への優しさを忘れずに、礼儀正しく対応する。その姿を見て感動したそうであります。
And what moved Governor Ariyoshi's heart is not just because of the poor outfit of this boy or his diligence, but rather, even though he was starving, he decided to keep the sandwich to share this specific sandwich with his younger sister, and at the same time, this boy was quite polite.And by looking at these values that has been embraced by this young boy, Ariyoshi-san was quite moved and touched.
戦争に敗れ、焼け野原、惨めになったこの日本の姿に衝撃を受けていたアリオさんは、しかしこの少年の姿を見て、どんなに貧しくても誇りと礼儀を、そして優しさを忘れない少年を見て、自分にもこの少年と同じ日本人の血が流れている。その日本人の血を誇りに思うことができたと言っておられました。
Of course, after the defeat in the war, in Japan, there was total devastation, and also the overall situation was miserable. But having said that, there was this young boy who was even starving and poor, but also he was quite polite and also showing.Kind gestures to his younger sister. And in him, Mr. Ariyoshi saw the value of the Japanese tradition as well as the moral high ground. And at the same time, this experience reminded him how to be the value of being proud of someone who shared the Japanese origin.
私はこの話を2011年、あの 3.11 東日本大震災の後、来日をされたアリオさんからお伺いをし、本当に励まされる思いでありました。あの1945年、当時の日本と日本人のあの誇りを忘れない気持ち、私たちはその思いで再びこの震災から立ち上がらなければいけない心に誓ったことを今思い出しております。
The timing that I had a chance to listen to Mr. Ariyoshi's story was right after the March 11th earthquake which took place in the year 2011. And I was so moved by listening to his speech and story, and at the same time,We also were quite encouraged to hear this powerful story back in 1945, and by listening and drawing lessons out of this specific short story, we could also encourage ourselves to start working hard to achieve the reconstruction after the Great East Japan earthquake. So this has been the motivation of our heart.
多くの日系人の皆様は日本人としてのルーツに誇りを持ち、同時に母国米国への忠誠と矜持を持ち、さまざまな困難を乗り越えてこられたことと思います。
I understand that many of the Japanese Americans, of course, they feel the feelings of pride in their Japanese origins as well as the roots associated with Japan, but at the same time, Japanese Americans have been demonstrating loyaltyas well as pride in your home nation, namely the United States. And by having this pride and loyalty, you have been overcoming various challenges in the years.
日系人の皆様のハワイへの、そしてアメリカへのご貢献、そして日米の駆け足として大きな役割を果たしてきていただいたことに対しまして、日本国総理大臣として御礼と感謝を申し上げたいと思います。
So on this occasion, I would like to express my heartfelt appreciation and also pay tribute to the great work done by those Japanese Americans who made tremendous contribution to Hawaii as well as.Tremendous contribution as the Kakehashi Bridge between Japan and the United States.
私にとって、ハワイというのは常に憧れの地でありました。
Hawaii has been always the place where I have been always looking forward to visit.
私の祖母の、いとこが戦前、移民した地であります。
Hawaii is a place.Where a cousin of my own grandmother actually immigrated from Japan.
Hanako さんという日本ではよく当時ある名前なんですが、山口県から、今日も山口県の出身者の方々がおられると思いますが、その一人として、移民の一人としてやってきて、中田さんという方と結婚して、そしてその後、よく私どもに、ハワイのいろんな素晴らしい美味しいものを送っていただきました。
Her name is Hanako, which is quite a typical name among the Japanese ladies back in those days. But she moved from Yamaguchi to Hawaii. And also, I was pretty shocked and surprised to see so many people here also have some roots or origins, even from Yamaguchi Prefecture. And Ms. Hanako got married to Mr. Nakata in Hawaii.And since they got married, they have been always reaching out to me to offer wonderful things and cuisines from Hawaii to Japan.
当時はまだ日本は貧しかったんですが、彼女が送ってくれたお菓子の例です。チューインガムやチョコレートがたくさん入った例を送っていただいたことを今でも覚えております。
And one of the special gifts that I received was actually a lei or a string of snacks, chewing gum chocolates, coming from Hawaii to Japan, and I was pretty impressed with that.
そのレイをですね、私と兄と取り合って、それが切れてしまったって、ずっと一日泣いてたことを今でも思い出しております。
And actually, I fought with my brother to share this lei of snacks and chewing gums and chocolates, and we actually could not keep the lei as a circle, and we actually cut it. And after the incident, I was actually crying all day.
こんな美味しいものをハワイの人たちは毎日食べてるのか。絶対行きたいと思っておりました。
And I was simply mesmerized by the simple fact that in my imagination, people in Hawaii every single day enjoy the special lei of snacks and sweets. And I was so jealous, and I was so eager to visit Hawaii in the near future.
そして私は実物のパイナップルというのをこの中田花子さんに送っていただいて初めて見ることができました。
And the very first time that I had seen pineapple was actually through a gift from Mr. and Mrs. Nakata from Hawaii to Yamaguchi.
どうも、父も母も私も兄も缶詰のパイナップルしか見たことがありませんでしたから、まあ、どうやって食べていいか、みんなそれをしばらく眺めていたのを思い出しております。
Back in those days, even for my father or my mother,And my parents were my brothers. The only thing that we knew something about pineapples were just canned pineapples with syrup. So when we first saw this actual real pineapple, we actually could not figure out how to eat it, and we were just observing it on the table.
その憧れの地、ハワイにこうして総理大臣として訪問でき、素晴らしい日系人の皆様と我々で日本人みんなが誇りに思っているハワイの日系人の皆様とこうして楽しい一夜を迎えられることは私の喜びでございます。
So Hawaii has been a dream place or a very special place for me, and I am so honored and pleased to have this opportunity to visit Hawaii as the Prime Minister of Japan, and even with the participation of so many Nikkei people. Many of the Japanese people still share the pride and also respect about the history and also the experiences of the Japanese, what the Japanese Americans had to undergo. So I am very happy to be here.
そして今日は日系社会にご縁のあるまた日本にゆかりのある多くの皆様にご列席をいただいております。ハリス司令官にもお越しをいただいております。
And also on top of the large participation of the Nikkei people, I am so honored to have the participation of many of the distinguished guestswho have a deep connection with Japan or Nikkei community, including Admiral Harris from Peihon.
今日は、河野、統幕長が来て、おりますが、河野さんのお父さんは、真珠湾の作戦に、潜水艦に乗って参加した人物であります。
In my delegation, I have Chairman Kawano, who's here today.His father was also a part of the Japanese team who devised the operation on the attack against the Pearl Harbor as one of the crew on the submarines.
お父さんはまさにこの真珠湾の攻撃に参加をしたわけでありますが、ご子息の河野さんは日米の同盟を強化するその絆の中心にいる役割を果たしています。
Chairman Kawano's father fought against the United States. But right now, we have Chairman Kawano, who has been making every single effort to reinforce the alliance between Japan and the United States. And he has been playing a central role in our endeavor.
明日、オバマ大統領とともに真珠湾を訪問し、そして慰霊と和解の力を 日米に、そして世界に示したいと思っております。
Tomorrow, together with President Obama, I will visit the Pearl Harbor. And on that occasion, I am very much looking forward to sending out a strong message on the value of the reconciliation, as well as our sincere pray for the souls of the war dead.
これからも日米は希望の同盟として地域や世界のさまざまな課題に共に立ち向かい、共に取り組んでいきたいと思っています。
Under the Alliance of Hope, what I named, I do believe that Japan and the United States can work together to address various challenges, not only in the region, but also globally.
本日、この催しを主催をしていただきました、詳細していただきました、井出知事には、ご夫妻には、これから御礼を申し上げたいと思います。
And also, I would like to acknowledge the kind gesture of Governor Ige and his wife in co-hosting tonight's wonderful dinner.
お父様は、社会大隊所属の、日系三世であり、そして、お母様は、私の故郷、同じ山口県での出身であります。
Governor Ige, our co-host, is the third generation of Japanese American whose father belonged to the 100th Infantry Battalion, and also his mother is from Yamaguchi, where I am from.
改めて今日から御礼を申し上げます。そして今日、さまざまな地域から時間をかけてお越しをいただきましたことに、改めて新人なる感謝を申し上げまして、私のご挨拶とさせていただきたいと思います。
So if I may reiterate, I would like to express my sincere appreciation for Governor Ige and his wife. And also, I would like to express my thank you to every one of you who came all the way to participate in tonight's special dinner occasion.
それでは、乾杯の、温度を取るということでございますので、皆様のご長寿と、ご健康を記念いたしまして、杯を開きたいと思います。
So if I may propose a toast, could you have your glasses ready? And shortly, I would like to propose a toast, wishing for happy, a long life for every one of you, as well as good health and happiness.
乾杯!
Cheers!
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Mr. Abe, ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. ご着席ください。